Hey friends, thank you for joining us for today's episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. This is your girl, Kristen Denise, also known as KD, and I am so grateful that you are joining us on our self-care journey. I want to ask you to remember to make sure that you subscribe so that you're always aware of a new conversation that drops, that you rate us because we want to know how we're doing. Give us 5 stars. And that you leave a review so that other people can know what we're talking about and know why they should join in on the conversation. Thank you so much for your help. Now, let's get into today's episode. Hey friends, it's your girl, Kristen Denise KD, here with another episode of the Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. Didn't record last week, just had a lot going on with school and life, and it just wasn't feasible. But I'm back this week with an episode that I hope resonates with you, that I hope that you find helpful. It's actually a part of what I dealt with over the last 2 weeks in a really positive way. And I wanted to share, you know, my big thing is authenticity, letting you know where I am real time, sharing from a very real place, because we all in this thing together. I'm not talking to you because I have it all together, because I have it all right. I'm talking to you because I'm a teacher and I believe in sharing what I'm learning. So quick check in, y'all. We are almost at 70,000 downloads, and that is so wild to me. Because I remember when 2 years ago this time, I was just, you know, I was excited about 3,000 or 5,000 or 1,000. And so to see that we're almost at 70,000 is like, whoa. And maybe we'll hit 100,000 by my birthday. That'll be super dope. That'll be a great 41st birthday gift. So y'all continue to share and like and comment. You know, the more you comment, the more people get to see the show. When you like on like Spotify, it highlights it. A really cool moment a couple months ago, a young lady I used to attend church with, she saw it in like her Spotify recommendations. And she did a post about it on social media. And I was like, oh, wow, that's so dope. Like organic growth, organic following. Even for people who, you know me in real life. That's super duper cool. But y'all are still listening and I'm appreciative, and the show is still growing and I'm appreciative, and I'm just, you know, listen, balancing life as a human being, just a good old fashioned individual, school as my full-time job, woo Jesus, and all of the other things that come along with that, mental health, staying on top of assignments, learning myself in a new way. All this stuff, right? So thank y'all for sticking out this transitional phase with me. Hopefully some of the dust will settle soon. We'll see. But as long as I feel like I have something to share, I'll keep showing up. I ain't gonna get on here and just talk crazy to y'all. That's not cool. So as long as I feel like I could contribute something worthwhile, I'll keep contributing, friends. And so we can actually just jump into today's episode. I do not foresee it being a long episode, but we all know how that goes sometimes. I don't foresee it and then it be long. Boom. But I don't think it will be. And so the topic of today's episode, it's really about checking in, right? Like evaluating. So one of the things that I have had some frustrations with in this season that has caused me some challenges is I have had to learn myself in a new way. Again, right? So I felt, you know, coming out of my 40s, it's very, very clear. This is who I am. This is what I stand for. This is how I show up. This is Kristen. And it was true, right? None of that was false. All of that was true. And I was really good with it. I was really comfortable in it. I talked about it in a previous episode, getting settled into myself and like the significance of that and what that means. But then I had to show up in the world in a new way. So it's not that I have to relearn Kristen in general. At my core, I'm still the same person, right? I still don't, you know, I ain't gonna take no BS. I'm still silly and goofy. I'm still very childlike. You know, I still love makeup. I still love fashion. I'm still, you know, very committed to showing up for my friends. I still think my mom is the best person in the world. Like, I still believe in excellence. Like, there are all these things that are not gonna change. That's just who I am. Those are foundational. But the way we build on top of that foundation does adjust as I learn myself in new roles. And I don't think we give ourselves enough grace when we have to learn ourselves in new roles, especially if those roles mirror previous roles. And so the biggest example I'm going to give is Kristen is a PhD student. Yo. Yes, I just completed my master's program in May. Yes, I've been in school fairly consistently since fall of 2019, so almost 2 years. And I thought I had myself as a student down pat pretty well, right? I figured some things out. This is what works for me. This is how I schedule. This is how I plan. This is what it looks like for me as a student. Guess what, y'all? Not that I was wrong, but I had to learn myself in a new way in this season, because finishing undergrad is not the same as being a master's student, which is not the same as being in a PhD program. I have never had to read so much and write so much from a new place. I never had to, like, the learning curve of trying to get all of this, this background information in a particular topic, learning about different research methods and styles, getting like the psychology behind stuff. I've never had to do this before. So while yes, Kristen, as a student, there are some similarities. There are some things that I know and can use and can walk with. Kristen, as a PhD student, is a whole new beast. Kristen, as a full-time student, again, I haven't been a full-time student since I was in my early 20s. Right? And by that, I mean, it's the only thing I do. I was technically a full-time student in my master's program by taking a full-time course load, but I was still working. I'm not working anymore. I can't work with my fellowship. So I'm not working anymore. And I'm still managing health stuff on top of all of that. But I'm a true full-time student going back to like what life looked like when I was 20, you know, 19 years old. Because of the depth and the level of work I have to do, I'm also, you know, while one that avoids titles, I mean, technically I am a college professor. I'm teaching 2 freshman level courses. That's a real thing, right? So learning myself in that capacity, and I'm doing that as a part of what I need to do as a student, right? I have a teaching component to my PhD program. So this is me fulfilling one of the additional components outside of my coursework and writing a dissertation. And I was really overwhelmed. Like I've consistently told y'all, the kid has stayed overwhelmed pretty much the majority of the semester. The amount of work, the type of writing, feeling like my professors didn't do a great job in some instances of explaining what I needed to do, because there was just an assumption that I would already know, which isn't a fair assumption to make. You know, I had to have a real hardcore conversation with one teacher. She was making some assumptions. I had to be like, hey, this is my first time as a PhD student. I'm 6 weeks into my program. I don't know what you are referencing, and I won't know it if you don't teach me. Right? And like really having to learn what it means to advocate for myself at this level, to be like, you know, this is my best and it's enough. You know, I'm a bit special about grades and everything. Now I still haven't gotten anything less than an A. But I will say this, I got a 90 on an assignment. I was like, oh, well, amen. Like, cool, right? Which, if you know me for any significant period of time, you know, I've never been excited about a 90. I actually had a whole breakdown in the first semester of my master's program because I got a 90 on the test. To get to this place where I'm like, oh, okay, cool, and keep it moving, right? I got like a 5 out of 6 on a discussion post, which is like an 88. And I was just like, oh, well. And like, I'm going to keep it moving. Because I gave my best in that moment and it had to be enough. And if it, you know, and then I can incorporate feedback and learn in the next moment. So one of the things that has taken place over the last 2 weeks is that I've been able to get some real feedback from people. I've been able to like really check in and talk to people. My therapist, my advisor, been able to speak with some peers to help me in my evaluation of myself in this moment. And while I'm walking through this process of learning myself in a new way, not being so critical in that evaluation, not being so hard on myself in this particular transition, because I've had to give myself room to grow. And so that's the self-care tip. Who are some people around you who you can trust, who can evaluate you objectively and fairly, who can give you feedback right now on your process to being your best self in this world? Like I said, I had an amazing 1-hour meeting with my advisor, and she was able to give me some amazing feedback on me as a student in the PhD program. She was able to give me some amazing like feedback and some offer of resources to help deal with the mental health things that I'm facing in this moment. She was able to let me know like where I was really winning, places where I thought I was struggling, right? She was like, no, like you are ahead of the game in more ways than you realize. I, you know, in my classes, I've gotten some really, really amazing feedback on my writing. one thing about my advisor, I worked with my advisor for my PhD program and my master's program as her graduate research assistant. And I remember her telling me, like, we were talking about grades at one point and how I am about grades. And she said, you always want to do your best, right? You always want to do well. But she said, the focus in your PhD program is not on the grades you get, it's the feedback that you get. Because you need to make sure you're consistently improving as a writer and your ability to communicate these big thoughts and ideas in ways that other people can understand and grasp them. So I was telling her about, like, some of the feedback I was getting on my writing, or, like, on papers where the paper where I got a 90. I didn't get a 90 because my content was bad. I got actually a lot of really great compliments on my writing content. I'm still working on figuring out my APA formatting. Me and APA, we're going to work this out. We in the fight of our lives together. So, like, those things matter, right? And so she's like, Kristen, you're doing an amazing job. You're almost through with your first semester. My advisor is actually my teacher for three of my classes. So I actually got to teach a segment of one of the classes that I have with her. And I got great feedback on that. But being in this feedback loop over the last 2 weeks has actually really helped to settle my soul. And to help me recognize, you know, not that it's new to me. I know I'm really hard on myself and probably the hardest on myself because I want to always know that I'm doing my absolute best. But to hear from other people around me, like, no, you're doing a great job. To hear from the professor I actually had to get the pushback with. She was like, you're really doing a great job with these thought processes and these ideas. You know, would you think about doing this type of research for your dissertation when you get to that place? Right? Affirming that while it doesn't always feel like I'm grasping it, that I am. Right? That's amazing. Hearing from my peers, like, no, you're giving good, you're sharing good content. I'm sorry, you know, you are giving good feedback to each other. We have to give each other feedback on our assignments and stuff. You know, you're formulating great posts. Like, you're doing a good job, Kristen. To hear from a friend, just a good friend, you know, God is really faithful. I was supposed to hang out with, like, my niece and nephew and my godchildren last week, and it didn't work out because I woke up just really not feeling well. And so in the midst of just trying to run some errands so I can come back home and get in the bed, I ran into one of my really good friends on a random, and we ended up going to lunch. He's like, hey, let's go to lunch. I said, you know what, let's do it. And just talking and even hearing her feedback on some of the things I was dealing with from a mental health perspective and just trying to get to these new places of revelation. She opened my eyes to so much that I was struggling to try to see for myself. She helped me to find so much grace, so much peace, you know, in the midst of understanding where I was and all of these new things that I'm having to do. She was this amazingly beautiful sounding board. She's a beautiful person, a beautiful soul, one of the most, hands down, one of the most brilliant people that I know. And just having that hour together and her being willing to listen and to offer insight and wisdom and feedback was a game changer. It really sent me into the week in just a much better space. And I was like, wow. And I've had all of this over the last 2 weeks, right? So do you know what actually happened to me this week? It's so funny. So I get all this feedback. I get a little bit more settled into myself in this new season of my life. The vision of what I look like as a PhD student becomes a little bit more clear. You know, and all of this and getting some form of balance in how I'm navigating all of these things. I made it to the end of the week on top of my work. I made it to the end of the week for the first time not feeling behind. It only took me like a whole semester, damn near. I came into it with a better understanding of where I was and who I was. You know, even a friend of mine who, she is a doctor. She got her PhD from UGA. In 2018, and she's been just such a critical resource in this process. You know, I responded, a friend did like a Facebook post, like, you know, what's the one class that like almost took you out? And I was like, all of the classes I'm taking right now, like all of them, like what the hell was I thinking? And she came on that post. She said, remember when we talked, I told you that around October 15th, you were going to feel this way. It's October 16th. You're right on track. Girl, you got it. This is not abnormal. You are not alone. This is a part of the process. You have got this. Call me if you don't think so. Do you know how valuable that is? You know how critical that was to hear, like, girl, you're not crazy. You are not crazy. You are not floundering. You are not out of place. This is normal for people in your position. It feels wild. Nobody's really talking about it together. But it doesn't mean that it's wild or abnormal. It is a part of the process. Give yourself some grace. And in the places where you need it, call me. I'm here. So check in with people. Check in with colleagues. Check in with friends. Check in with people who are in a position to advise you or mentors, who are your advocates. Be real about where you are, what you're feeling, how you're walking through, and allow them to bless you with perspective that you will never have, because it is, you can't come outside of yourself. So you won't get these perspectives outside of talking to other people. And really talk to people in particular if you feel like you're struggling. Because what I found out, like, I really thought I was not doing the best job at this whole PhD student thing. I consistently feel tired. I've been exhausted since the semester began. I was like, I don't know if I'll ever not feel tired again. I felt overwhelmed pretty much since the start of the semester. I felt behind pretty much since the start of the semester. And it was in my conversations with people, in my being vulnerable, being open, being willing to be super duper honest, that I was able to get the feedback that I needed to put me in like the best position I've been in the entirety of this process. Even my therapist was like, I hear you and I see you and you are struggling, and I can see where, and these are all the things we have to take into account with that, right? You've literally had thing after thing after thing happen for a very long time now. We're like 2 years in to kind of it being like one thing after another, from car accidents to stuff at work to health, just like you've been in a whirlwind. You haven't had a break. So how you're feeling is not abnormal considering that. Actually, how you're doing is quite phenomenal when you look at it, not as a single moment in time, but as all the things that led up to this moment. You're doing good, girl. You may not always feel good. It may not always look good. And it is not you at your best. But if this is your best in this season, I'm proud of you. Because considering all that's led up to this moment, you're doing amazing. So I want you to consider that. Considering all the things that have led up to this moment, considering your life since the start of the pandemic, since the start of 2021, since whatever your last transition was, you're probably doing far better than you realize. And I want you to give yourself some grace. I want you to open the space up for you to have some peace by talking to those around you who can pour back into you in that way by giving you honest, good, high-quality observation. So you can see yourself from the perspective of those around you. And I want you to know that you are going to win. You're going to make it. You are going to be okay. Of this, I am certain. That's all I got, friends. Check in. Check in with a couple people. Take notes if you need to. Ask them to record it if it'll help you. If you can go back and reflect on it at a later point in time. But get some honest feedback and evaluation from those around you, who can help you see yourself in a more clear way, in a better light, so that you know that you're probably not doing as bad as you think, and you actually might be doing far better than you realize. I love you so much. I want the absolute best for you. Make it the best week possible. Do what you need to do to be more than okay. Be well, my loves. Thank you so much for joining us for today's episode of The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. If you're ready to get started on your own self-care journey and you need some help, check out The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care workbook. You can find it on Amazon.com, and we would love for you to have it to help you in your self-care journey. You can also join us on social media. We have a Facebook group, The Black Girl's Guide to Self-Care. On Twitter, you can find us at Black Girl Self-Care. And on Instagram, we are Black Girl Self-Care Revolution. So come on over and join us online. Keep the conversation going, and stick with us in between episodes. Love you so much. Thank you for joining me today. And I just hope that you have an amazing rest of your day, month, week, year, that it is literally you living your best life. So till next time, be well.